Once upon a time, there lived a... What do you think I'm going to say? A king? A queen? A princess? Oh, you're mistaken. I was going to say, once upon a time, there was a piece of wood. Just a common block of firewood, one of those thick, solid logs that are put on the fire in the winter to make cold rooms cozy and warm. And so it happened that one day this piece of wood found itself in the shop of Geppetto, the woodcarver. Geppetto was a good and kind man, but he was very poor and very lonely. He lived all by himself in his small workshop. Now, when Geppetto put his hands on this piece of wood, he suddenly became filled with joy. He knew he must make something very special from it, not just a table leg or a doorpost, but something that he would keep for himself. He said to himself,
"Aha! I know what I shall make. A little boy, a wooden marionette who will keep me company. And I shall call him Pinocchio."
So Geppetto took his tools and began to cut and shape the wood into a marionette. He carved out the forehead and the eyes, and then the nose, which was quite long and impertinent. Next, he made the mouth, and no sooner was it finished than it began to laugh. Geppetto was quite startled, and he started to carve feverishly. As soon as Pinocchio's arms were finished, he snatched off Geppetto's wig.
Pinocchio!
The poor old man really had to struggle with him to get it back. Then, when he had completed his legs and feet, the impudent little marionette jumped out of his hands and began to run around the shop.
You can't catch me! You can't catch me!
Pinocchio, come back here! Do you hear me?
Let me go! Let me go!
Oh. No, I will not let you go. Now listen to me, Pinocchio. You are my little boy. You must mind your father. And tomorrow morning, you will go to school and learn to read and write.
Go to school? Then I will need a suit of clothes.
I will make you a suit of clothes.
And then I will need an ABC book.
Pinocchio, all of my life, I've wanted to be a papa. And now my dream has come true. So don't worry, my son. I will do everything for you that must be done.
Geppetto put on his old coat full of darns and patches and went into the village. After a while, he came back. He no longer had his coat, but in its stead, he had a brand new ABC book. And he stayed up all night making his son a little suit, a pair of shoes, and a tiny cap with a feather in it. Well, the following morning, Pinocchio put on his suit, his shoes, and his cap, put his book under his arm, and marched off to school, waving goodbye to his father, who stood in the doorway of his shop with tears of pride in his eyes. Pinocchio never even got as far as the schoolhouse, for while he was on his way, he passed a little wooden building. Outside of it was a large crowd of people. Such noise and excitement! A marionette show was going on. Pinocchio was wild with curiosity since he had never seen a marionette show. But the admission price was 4 pennies. Of course, he didn't have 4 pennies. So he sold his ABC book to a rag picker for 4 pennies. And he went in to see the show. The marionettes on the little stage recognized Pinocchio as one of them.